Rabbi's daf. Today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We're holding 4 or 5 lines from the top of the Amud. We're holding in the middle of a Gishmak Sugya. And the Sugya that we're talking about is whether a Kohen is allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna Shaloi Bishas Avoida. What's the Shaila? If he's wearing it when he's not doing Avoida, is there a Shaila of having Hano'ah from these Begodim? Like the Gemara asked back on Samach Ches Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, the Boyulon Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehanis Behem, or Loi Nitnu Lehanis Behem. Are you allowed to have Ano, or you're not allowed to have Ano?
The Ma'aseh they're called Big Day Kodesh.
Okay. Exactly. So now, how did we get into this sugya? Because the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there came a point in time when he used to lane from the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah said if he wants to, he can lain in his Big Day Lavan that he was wearing until now. Or if he wants to, he can go and change to an Itzlis Lavan like a white kittel like we wear on Yom Kippur. So he has a choice. It is l'chayra raya that it's not an avoida. Because if it would be an avoida, how can he wear a Big Day Itzlis Lavan? He's got to wear either the Big Day Zov or the Big Day Lavan. We can't just wear a psakittel. So Gemara wants to bring a raya that you're allowed to go and have hanoah from the Big Day Kahuna. Gemara says finishka raya, because even though the kri is not an avoida with a capital ayin, it's a kleina avoida, it's a chonula avoida, it's a
ochapsa pshashtik.
Exactly, tzorech avoida, epsashtikal avoida, this is yah. A gantz avoida, this is nish, because if it was a real avoida, you'd have to wear the Big Day Love and the Big Day Zot. But it's not a davar chulin also, it's somewhere in between.
Something for his own ano anyway.
Exactly. So that's why it's nishka raya if it ends in the Mishnah. So we try to bring a raya from a braisa. What does it say in the braisa? It says that they didn't sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. If a kohen was tired, he went into the Beis HaMoikah to lie down, he made sure to take off his Big Day Kahuna. Why couldn't he wear his Big Day Kahuna whilst he was sleeping? Says Rashi, Shem Yafiach Ben Echam Moira, that they might let out some gas. Is the Chmasha that that's the only reason? Only because of letting out the gas. But otherwise, Lamusha Legabi eating. Not eating Nishkarai, because that's Ulta Shtikal Avoida, it's a Kapora through the Ich Achila. But he's allowed to go and take a stroll, Lechoira, in his Big Day Kahuna, because the only problem is not sleeping, but stroll can a yah. Says Yimor, nine, Nishkarai. Ken Zaidi is not allowed to even take a stroll. So Vosh Deitach and the Braisa don't go and sleep in them. Seif et Strichel, top of the Omid, that poishten umekapen umeinichen tachas Roshem. That you're allowed to, that although the Kanam are not supposed to wear it whilst they're sleeping, they're allowed to take it off, fold them up, and poship shot, they're allowed to put it underneath their heads as a pillow. So Freit Yimor, okay, from that alone is the Charay. The fact that you're saying you're allowed to put it under the head for a pillow is a Charay that nitnu lehonois behen, because if you wouldn't have hanoah, how could you go and put it under the head? Amar HaPapa, 4th line from the top, loy teima tachas reshein, ala eima keneged reshein. Although the Lashon HaBrayis is tachas, don't interpret it literally to mean underneath the head as a pillow, but rather keneged parallel, next to his head. He goes to sleep, and next to his head, Mendy, be careful that coffee can fall over. Mendy, it's not flat. It could be, instead of tachas reshein, it could be keneged reshein, it's got to be parallel to his head. Not underneath that. It's a chvayt in ishkarai. It's Umar Masharsh. Shabbos Minah, from what we just learned, we see the tefillin min atzad shaper dummy. That you're allowed to go and put tefillin min atzad. What's meant to tefillin min atzad? As we know, in the good old days, people used to wear tefillin the entire day. Okay, now what happens if a person wanted to go and take a snooze, he wanted to go and take an afternoon nap? So what should he do? He should not wear his tefillin. For the exact same concern as we had by the Big Day Kahuna. Because if he's going to wear his tefillin, Shema Yafiach Behen. As it's on a bizoyin for the tefillin, that gas goes out whilst he's wearing his tefillin. So what do you do with those tefillin? Shmami know that what you can do is just take them off and put it down next to your head. Don't wear them, but you don't have to put them dalet amos away. You don't have to put it away in the sforim shrunk. You can leave them next to his head. Shem yafiach ben is only if you're wearing them. Exactly. If it's somewhere else, even though it's very close to you, as long as you're not wearing it, is not a problem. So the same thing, just like by the Big Day Kahuna, you could put it next to Rosh Hashanah, you could put the tefillin also min hatzad. So it's more hakanam mistavra. And Emerson, this must be the pshat, that tachas rasheim doesn't mean literally underneath the head as a pillow, but it means the keneged rasheim. What's the right? This alkadai to tachas rasheim, but typically I have another halachic concern. Mishum kilayim to ika avnet. We have a problem that among the big day kahuna you have the avnet, and the Gemara assumes at this point that avnet is made out of shatness, that it was made out of tzemer ufishtem yachtav, and therefore unahinami the nitnali hanis behen. Even if you were to paskin that you're allowed to have anor from the big day kahuna hamisani mikilayim, but everybody would certainly agree you're not allowed to have anor from kilayim. Now, we've had this machlokes already several times, and this is a recurring theme throughout Shas, that the Chacham were not able to go and be poshit exactly what the material was of the avnet of the Kohen Hedget. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol, it says befedush in the Torah, that the Kohen Gadol had two avnetim. He had a gartel for the entire year, and he had a gartel that he wore on Yom Kippur. The one that he wore throughout the year, it says Befeirish in the Torah that it was made out of shatness, no question about it. We also know for sure that the avnet that he wore on Yom Kippur, it was made out of butz, made out of bad. Uba'avnet bad yachkor. Ubmitznefetz bad yitznoif. Big de koinishem. So Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, he wore an avnet made solely out of linen. The question is, what did the Kohen Hedget wear throughout the year? Did he wear the same avnet as the Kohen Gadol throughout the year, which was made out of kilayim? Or did he go and wear an avnet which was the Yom Kippur Dikka avnet of the Kohen Gadol? So if you're going to go and tell me, says the Gemara, that the avnet shel Kohen Gadol, meaning of Yom Kippur, that's the avnet shel Kohen Hedget, which means that it was made only out of vad, only out of linen, then there's no raya that we're talking about k'neged Rishayin. It could taka be Tachas Rishayim, because it's not shatness. Eleman Yom, Avnet Shal Kohen Gadol, Loizeh Avnet Shal Kohen Hedget. According to the Man Yom, that holds the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, meaning the one made out of linen. That's not the Avnet Shal Kohen Hedget, because the one of the Kohen Hedget is made out of shatness. My Ikla Meimer, Mushman Doch Zhong. Then when it says Tachas Rishayim, is Lav Davka, means Keneged Rishayim. Vachitay, maybe you're going to tell me, come on. Kilayim belevisha v'halo, who the yasser? But, oh, sorry. The whole thing that the Torah says that you're not allowed to wear kilayim, it says in the Pasuk two separate psukim. Le silbash shatnis, tzemer ufishtem yachtav. So this is a lotion of levisha. Besides that, there's another Pasuk that says, begit kilayim shatnis, lo yale olecha, a lotion of halo. So you're not allowed to have it on you, like a blanket, lemosho, and you're not allowed to wear it. But if you're putting it underneath you, l'chor is no problem, because it's not halah and it's not levisha. So that's what you're going to tell me, that vaita, it could be that it's made out of shatness, but the kohen was allowed to go and put it as a pillow, because there's no shatness problem, it was b'hatzo'ah, not b'halah. So the more absinishta zay vatanya, because we learned in the brayser that although that minatoyrus is vayal alecha avlat amutel tziyatachtecha, that's minatoyra av omer chacham also lasses came betarnished shem dikorech nima achas al psoroi, because maybe one of the strands of the shatness is going to come loose, and instead of standing stationary on the beged, it might grow, so to speak, it gets unraveled, and it gets on the person's flesh, and therefore there is a shtickle halo'a. But he said, by the koyin, let him talk and put the gartel, the avnet, on the ground, even if it's made of shatness, and put on top of that one of the other big day kahuna, and then he'll go and put his head down on top of that, so he won't touch, he won't even get close to the avnet. From Reb Shimon ben Pasi, Reb Shimon Levi, Omer Rebbe Mishum Kila Kedisha Mishum Yishalayim, Afila Esem Matzor Yisrael Gavzu. Even if you have 10 bedspreads, 10 covers, one on top of the other, Ukilayim Tachtein, the climbs all the way underneath. Asa Lisha Nalein, it's a tremendous Din Dirabban. All of this is Dirabban, a tremendous
Chumra. Again, anima from the bottom.
Exactly. Maybe anima is going to spread all the way up, it's going to grow until it's higher than 10 bedspreads. So, a bisla vaiti gezeira, but the Chum felt that they have to make Ashtarki gezeira. Anyway, so, bottom line is, if you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Hedget was made out of shatnes, then avad it could not be tachas roshayim. Mushm doch jogen that it was keneg roshayim. Elav shmamino keneg roshayim, shmamino, according to that man diyama muzdach dafke zayin, not that it was underneath the head, but it was parallel and next to the head. Choyra, good to write. Ravashi omar loylem tachas v'shem. Remember, so it could be underneath the head also. Ay, v'okam asani mikalayim hotachano, and you just said you're not allowed to. B'tikuna koshin hein. B'tikuna were made out of very stiff, hard material. Kihodim ravuna b'reida v'shua. Hai namta gamda dinarish sharia. Namta, explains Rashi, means something made out of felt. Gamda, says Rashi, is hard. A beged which is hard, felt, the Narish, which comes from the city of Narish. A lot of people lived in Narish, they were called Narish invention. Sharia, that's mutter to go and wear. Why? Because the din of Levisha, of Shatness, is only if it's Mechamem, if it gives you Hanoah. If it's hard and stiff, it doesn't give you any Hanoah. So who would wear a beged like that? Not a Narish invention, wear something like that. You wear a beged, it doesn't give you any one.
Yeah. Halacha the Maisa, the Koyhanim wore it, the Meda boy, it's a beged.
Yeah.
You can't go against facts.
The fact
that they didn't go naked, they wore it.
Yeah, no,
they wore it.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. But the question is there an Isser Shatness? Yeah, even Matak Maskin Matak. And by Emerson, this is Shaloy Bid Aloha. Aloha Lamaisa, one's not allowed to wear a Shatness, even if it doesn't warm the body, even if it gives cold to the body. You're not allowed to. But our Gemara holds that the din of Shatness is only if it gives warmth and not if it doesn't give warmth. Emerson Taka, Laloha, Sinish, Nishla.
Other hand noise don't count. I mean, Lamaisa, the guy's using it as a pillow, so yeah. That you have enough from that.
But
itself.
It's a hard pillow.
Hard pillow you also use.
Yeah.
On Tisha B'Av, some people sleep on rocks, right?
Anyway.
On Tisha B'Av, some people sleep on rocks. It doesn't give them hanoah, but they do it. It's hard. But anyway, Zeshmer Geshev. You know, the very famous Maisim is the Stipler Zatzal. What happened to Maisim with the Stipler? The Stipler, as you know, is a Shvug of the Chzonish. How? Because the Stipler is married to the sister of the Chzonish. Anyway, when the Chazonish's sister was still a maidel, and she wasn't married yet, with his bucha from Harness Stipel. The reason why it was called the Stipel is from Harness Stipel. Good. So they Matkirat the Shidduch, fine. He was in wherever he was, and the Chazonish was wherever they were. So the Harness Stipler, the Stipler, had to go and travel to get to the Shidduch. He gets to the Shidduch, he meets with the young lady, and then the Pigisha, the meeting is over. Then the Chazonish asks the sister, Nu vozhokti from the bucha. It's very hard to tell because after 1 minute he fell asleep and he was asleep the entire time from beginning to end. So it's very hard to tell. It was for a very, very strange. So afterwards the Chazon Ish called over to a younger bocha. As I might say, come all the way and you sleep through the whole thing. What's going on? He says, I knew that this is going to be a long train ride of 10 hours. And I knew that I'll be able to go and sleep there during the 10 hours. And I didn't want to miss any of the learning. So the night before, I stayed up the whole night learning the Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot. I shouldn't miss anything from the Seder, so to keep up to speed. Then I went into the train car, figuring I'll be able to go and lie down and sleep the whole night. Guess what? I saw the upholstery over the bed or over the couch or whatever it was, and it appeared to me that it might be Shabbos. It looked like it was Shabbos. And that I saw that the things were unraveling, that it wasn't so perfect. If I lie down, it's going to come on my body. As a result, I'll be over the Isser, so I stood up the entire time for the whole 10-hour trip in the train. As a result, I couldn't fall asleep, and I didn't sleep the night before. I didn't sleep on the train, so I fell asleep then. Anyway, the Shidduch is given. I don't know if they met a second time or they saw it as I Elach Yid, as I Yirish Shemaim, but that's what happened. I'm sorry, but all right, anyway, that's the end of the story. We still haven't been poshed our Shaila 100%. What's the din? Are you allowed to have Hanoah from Bigdekuna? Are you not allowed to have Hanoah? Toshima! Now we're going to have a clear-cut riot. Bigdekuna, Yoitze Behen, La Medina Osir. A person not allowed to wear, a queen is not allowed to wear his Bigdekuna in the Medina. Medina over here means outside the base of Migdosh. Ube Migdosh! In the Migdosh you can wear it. Bein Bishas Avoida, Bein Shaloi Bishas Avoida Mutar. Mebnei, She Bigdekuna, Nitnu Lehonis Behen. No. It says very clearly in the Braisa, even after they finish the Avoida, they don't have to immediately take it off and put on their regular, normal, regular clothes, but they can continue wearing the Bigdei Kahuna, even though they're no longer doing Avoida. Shema Amina is a clear-cut raya to Fem for Nashayla, that you are allowed to have Hana. But the Gemara says now, based on what you just said, Umadina Loi, outside the base of Migdish, you're not allowed to wear Bigdei Kahuna. Fate Gemara Batanya! Ichodach a problem with the following Maisa and the following Braisa. So this Braisa is really part of Megillus Tanis, We don't have Megillas Tanis today, but in the good old days, Megillas Tanis was a book that had in it all the days of the year that you could not fast and that you could not hold eulogies. Just like in certain Batei Midrash and the Gaboim have a book of all the days of the Yard Zeitin, so that you know which days you don't say Tachlin, etc. So here too they had a Megillas Tanis, where it says these are days which are Yomim Tovim LiYisrael, and therefore most of the days you cannot go and fast. Some days which such a tremendous Yontif, such a tremendous Simcha, you can't even go and have a Hesped. Is what time you stay to Chazoy. The Esim HaChamisha B'Teves. On the 25th day of Teves, Yoyim HaGrizim Hu. You're not allowed to go and fast, and the Loyal Mispid, you're not allowed to even hold a Hesped. Why? Because that's the famous Har Grizim Day. What means Har Grizim Day? Explains the Braisa. Yoyim Shabik Shekusim Espeso Likenu Miyaksanus Moitoin Lihachrivoi. The Kusim wanted to go and destroy our Beis HaMikdash. And they asked permission from Alexander Smukdoin, Alexander the Great. And guess what? Benit Lehem. And he gave them approval to the Kusim to go and destroy our Beis HaMikdash. So they told Shimon HaTzadik about the story. You remember Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. How many years was the Kohen Gadol for? For 40 years. And he got a great Elohim. Remember we had the story that the final Yom Kippur, he knew that this year he's going to die, because until now he always saw Levonim, and now he saw someone coming in the Shechidim. It was the Shechidim. Anyway, so what about Shimon HaTzadik? They told him the story. Ma'asa, what did he do? Lovash Big Dekunim, Nesata Big Dekunim. He put on the Shmoyne Begudim. And he took along Yakir Yisrael. We had that term already a few days ago. Lagavi the Ishiti. He had the Yakir Yushalayim, the Choshev and Choshev attire. Yin went together with him. And Makimach Daganza parade. Babukashal Ori Bidein. They were holding up torches of fire. Bchalalaila. You had two parades, two groups going together parallel to each other, and they were both going to Alexander the Great. And they were traveling the whole night until it became dawn. Alexander saw first the delegation of the Jewish people, and he asked his advisors, who are these chevra that are coming here to greet me? Amalais, they told them, Yehudim, these are Yidin, Shemor Debucha, they are the ones that are doing a merida, they are rebelling against you. Mm-hmm. He was not very happy about that. Kim Shigil Antipatris, when the delegation of the Yidin came to the place called Antipatris, Zor Chachama, it's no longer just Amud HaShachar, now it's the Netz. And of course, the old David Shem Nasrim at the Netz. And after that, Upaguze Bezeh, and the two groups met one another. In other words, the Kusim saw the Yidin, and vice versa. Now that it's all lit up because of the nets, so Alexander Mukhtana, Alexander the Great, saw now the ponim of Shimon HaTzadik. Yonim Merkavtoi, he went all the way down from his royal chariot, Vishtach Lefanav, and he bowed down in front of Shimon HaTzadik. Umruloi, so the advisor said to the Melech, to Alexander, Melech Gudel Kamoyscha, after all, you're Alexander the Great. God Melech Gudel, Mr. Chag the Great. You're going to go and bow down? Are you crazy? You don't understand. Every time I'm on the battleground, on the battlefield, and we have a major, major mochama, when I see his face causes the nitzachin. It's not only that he inspires me, but that image that I always see, that's the victor that causes the victory on the Beis Melchamti. So it's obviously it's the Shimon HaTzadik, and probably in his chus, his tfilis, his masim toivim, I don't know, but he's the guy that causes me all the nitzchainis. So therefore, of course, I have to go and bow down. Omelahem. So now Alexander says to Shimon HaTzadik and the delegation, Loma Bosim, why did you come here? Amrus, they said, after all, you know what we do in our Beis HaMikdash? We are mispal for you. Have mispal b'shloim shel malchus. That your malchus should exist and it should thrive and it should flourish. And unfortunately, the goyim are planning to go and be machrib to go and destroy it. So therefore, that's why we're coming to you to appeal to you. You know why you're winning all of these battles? It's not just because of my face. It's because of our tefillahs that we're mispallel for you. You want that the secret formula to your nitzchoinus should be destroyed? Amalahem Yalalu, who are these Oivdei Kechavim that want to be Machrib? Amalai Kusim Alalu Shaim Lefanacha, look at that other delegation that's standing right next to us. Those are the culprits. Amalahem, so Alexander said, Hari Hei Mesur B'Yadeichem, you can take over and do whatever you want with these guys. They're a bunch of banditin. If they want to destroy my house of worship that's praying for me, you can go and take them. Miyad, so what did the Yidden do? Nokvim B'Kveyem, they made holes in the heels of the feet of these kusiyim, v'tolim b'zinvei suseyim, and they tied them to the zinvei, to the tails of the horses, v'imegaren oisim ala kutz v'alabarkonim, and now they schlepped these kusiyim on the thorns and on the thistles, ad she'giyu lahar grizim, until they came to har grizim. V'osef is har grizim. So the Gemara over here doesn't go into it, but the Gemara Avodah Zorah tells us that the kusiyim B'soif Yemeim went and put up a statue in Har Grizim, and they bowed down to that statue, and they said, "Those are the god here on Har Grizim."
Sorry, still have.
The statue had a Demus of Yoina. Correct. I was on Har Grizim recently. There was no Demus Yoina there.
No, but they have a Mizbeah.
What right. They have over there is a cordon off areas where they say was the Beis Hamikdash, which of course is Narishkeit and Shtusim. Beis Hamikdash, of course, was in the Har Abayis. But they say that there was a Beis Hamikdash in Har Grizim, and that was their holy temple.
That's there.
Yeah, it could be their holy Masa, their Narishkeit. Anyway, so they got to Har Grizim. What did they do in Har Grizim? Because you hear Har Grizim. Harshu, they immediately akkered it. They plowed it over. Vizaru Karshinim. And they went and grew there. They planted their Karshinim. Kashinan is a food that you give to the behemoths. Gemara always talks about Kashinan as being cattle fodder. So they went and planted over there fodder for animals. That was the plan that they, the Kusiyim, intended doing to us, to our Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, me the Kenegim, we went and punished them. We did to their Beis HaMikdash. Because we were so victorious, b'derech nes, asu yontem et kibach ta'agam tziyontiv. And therefore today we wouldn't say Tachlin on a Yontiv like that. And in those days, not only didn't say Tachlin, but they didn't go and fast, and they didn't say a eulogy, a hespit. But what do I see from this story? The story is a fascinating story. It's a very heartwarming story. But Lemais, I see from this that the Kohen Gadol went out, the big day Kahuna Gedoyla, outside the Beis HaMikdash. She went all the way to Antipatris. So how could you do that? You're not allowed to leave. Oh. So Yimara gives two answers. That they weren't the real big day Kahuna. They looked like. And in fact, they were woven for purpose of the big dekuna, but they didn't have kedusha yet. In other words, they didn't go through the official being makdish these begot of the big dekuna. They were ra'ui to be big dekuna, but they weren't at the point of being dekuna yet. So the Mefarshim Taka say that he didn't wear kalayim. It's talking about all the other begotten, but not. Could be where he wore the Avnei Shel Yom Kippur.
The weekday.
Exactly. Not the
I mean the Yom Kippur.
He didn't wear the Avadi. He didn't wear kalayim. I'm sorry?
Alexander wasn't
much with maybe it's all the shame of Koch Nefesh.
That's the second teretz. The first teretz is it wasn't real big tikkunah. For those of you that are Rebbeinu Chananel, you know, the different tricks, it's higher and lower, but the Rebbeinu Chananel says on the side, Vatanya kishim ha-tzadik, lovesh big tikkunah, v'yotza anta atipatris, v'shinin la big tikkunah, el begodim chadoshim, she'enem mikudoshim. They were brand new begodim that didn't have kedusha yet. V'lom ha-koyer oysam big tikkunah, she'en ru'uyin l'kunah. They were roi to be kunah, but l'mais it wasn't big tikkunah yet. I'm sorry?
If it's ru'uyim l'kunah, we have a problem of shatness.
I said, doch l'gishmiz. See, obviously, either he didn't wear the avnet at all, or he wore the avnet shel Yom Kippur, which didn't have any shatness. Yeah.
Throughout Shas, we always have the machlokas with the kutim.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just finish off. That was the first. V'yiboyisema nochab shat. Now what does that mean? So the Rashi says about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Eis las Hashem kishibo eis. Lasis dover lishmoy shel makom mutal hafer by Torah. If you're going out to take vengeance in the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you let me. Of course, you have to do this under the guidance of Gedolei Yisrael. Otherwise, you can go chas v'shalom. Any idiot is going to go and throw away the Torah and say, "Well, you have to do it, love him by Torah." So you have to be careful about these things. The Rabbeinu Chananel adds. This was a special time, a time of danger. You can't be koch nefesh.
To impress him with the big day kohunish.
So with this, as we finish off the whole story. Yeah, you use the term sakon. Is that sakon? So now Barry wants to know about the mice and the kusim. As we know, throughout Shas, there's always a machloikis where the kusim are kusim emesein or kusim geri aroyesein. Where does this machloikis come from?
We had it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, of course. It's all of them. Ulam. Exactly, but you're reminding us we had it recently. Shkoyach, thank you. Anyway, why is there this machlokes? It's shteitach shem tanach. This is not only from the Gemara. It says in the times of that Sancheiriv was Mavalbas Kol Olam. And when he took all the Jews and he threw them out of Yehuda v'Shamron. And what did he do? After that, it says that Chayas were running free. It's like he opened up all the zoos and he had lions and tigers and elephants all running around. Kibaki. All running around. And therefore, there was tremendous sakonim. So the Sancheiriv said, I can't have to do a wild zoo, all these Chayas running around. So I have to bring in new people. So he brought in people from Kuta. That's why they were called Kusim. And initially, the Aroi said, hey, who are these guys? These Nishkayim? And they went and attacked them and they killed many of the Kutim. So Sancheiriv saw, oh, yeah, I told you. So then he found out, you know, the reason why the Yidin were able to survive and the Kutim were not able to survive, but those Duch Yidin, those Duch Goyim. So he says, Kutim, you better all come Yidin. So they all were Megayer, and it's the Bissel Geholf. And it didn't help totally, but it helped Bissel Geholf. So now the Shal is, when they were Megayer, did the Megayer attack Al PMS, that they recognized the fact that being Ayid is Ayid, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shoim Ramatzel Al Yidin, or the reason I did it is because I got to go and pay insurance, so I pay the insurance. So I go and I go to the mikveh, and I go and take a bris. Big deal. So it costs me, I have to pay a tax, but that's the tax that I have to pay. But the words really get in. This is a machlokes. So during that period of time, you always have shyness. The Gemara says certain mitzvahs they were makbid, certain mitzvahs they weren't makbid, certain mitzvahs were makbid, even Yosem Yisrael. Yeah, yeah. But Sofya Mayam state that a mayor was goyzer against all the kusim, that they are goyim gimurim, because they went and sent out the NSA, met the CIA, met the FBI, they went to the top of Har Grizim, and they found that they put up a statue, B'dimus Yoina, so they saw that they're Taka Oidev Oidazaris, and now they have a din of Goyim Gemurim totally. So the question is, so now the question is, what's the story over here? When did this take place? L'choyre, the mayor is talking about already after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, because the mayor didn't live at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He was later on. It was one of the early Tanoim, but that was after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Here we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash was still standing. They wanted to be machal of Beis Hamikdash. So l'choyre, in terms of the timing, it doesn't work out so well. That was probably what you wanted to ask.
But is this so early? Alexander the Great basically the beginning of
Bayit,
the first century of
Bayit Sheni.
Uh-huh.
Not the first century.
No, the first century of Bayit
Sheni. The beginning of
300. He was 300 BCE.
The status that's called Kaminian status, which is Kaminian Alexander.
Uh-huh.
That has
Alexander
to do.
Alexander the Great was around 300 BCE. So the Hanukkah, and after he died, the Hanukkah story happened. This is so early. And Reb Meir is so late, it feels like if they want to shred the Beis Hamikdash, isn't it clear that they weren't sincere?
Excellent. So now we're up to the Tos Yishanim, and Tos Yishanim talks a little about the history like you just said. Tos Yishanim, again, these Gemaras, some of them are Ma'alas, some of them are Ma'alas. Tos Yishanim says, Kima Shigila Hagrizim Yad Chorshu, Tema, L'Rav L'Chonan. So the history doesn't stem. Here you're talking about Shimon HaTzadik, and here you're talking about the time of Remeir. Hundreds of years difference. Everything more of a tiritz. This whole story, Shimon HaTzadik is talking about the Kusim before they became Geirim. When they became Goyim Gemurim, no Geiris Alpi Emes, no Geiris Alpi Geir Aroyes, Gunish, before Geiris totally. Later on. Veshuv b'meirem meir. In other words, initially our story is talking about the Kusim were Nishka Geirim, they were total Goyim Gemurim. And they were bad guys. And they were planning to destroy the whole Beis Hamikdash. And that's how the whole story, Mitzvah and Tzadik, and we punished them to go and plow over the whole Har Grizim. The Masmet Ramei that it says that they only found this Zimus Yoina hundreds of years later, says the Tosfos Yishanim, that in between the first story and the Masmet Ramei, that's when they were Megayir, and that's where the Chacham had a Machloikis, are they Geri Emesein or Geri Aroyes, but at least during that period of time, they weren't Oyved Avodah Zarah. Whether they were sincere Gerim or not sincere, Abba Ka Goyim Zed Nishkeves. But later on, when they saw that they reverted to their old ways, that they're starting to serve idolatry, Avodah Zarah, once again, then Remeir had to go and take a very stern position, and he said, from now on, they are back to kilkulim harishon, we deem them to be goyim like they were before they became gay. Anyway, so that's historical.
Yeah, but the pasuk definitely is talking about at the very beginning of the second Beis Mikdash. This is definitely after that, way after that.
Anyway, I'm the Tzitzis Rishonim. He goes into that. And we continue on to the more yet right Chazanik lesson little Sefer Torah. In our Mishnah, we learned that the Kohen Gadol had to go and read now from the Sefer Torah, and the first the Shamas, what the Mishnah calls the Chazan HaKnesses, he took the Sefer Torah and he handed it over to the Rosh HaKnesses, which Rashi said, yes, it was the Gaba. And then the Gaba handed it over to the Skan, that's the Skan Kohen Gadol, and the Skan Kohen Gadol gives it to the Kohen Gadol. Now, it looks like we're trying to give out Kibudim over here. After all, we didn't call five people to the Torah, so therefore, aim that the Shamas get a kibbut, and the Gabi gets a kibbut, and the Skan, everybody gets a kibbut. Right, Timora. Shema Mino, Yazachaike, right, everybody? Okay, Shema Mino, Cholkin Kuvit, the Talmud Mukamarav. This is an Alta Shail in the Gemara. Would you allow to go and show Kuvit to a Talmud Mukamarav? Meaning, for the Shamas to give it to the Chazan, it's if not to the Chazan, but to the Gabi. And for the Gabi to give it to the Skan, it's as if we are showing kibbut for them in front of the Kohen Gadol. Pasnish. Showing them kovod detracts from the kovod that was showing to the Kohen Gadol. So that's the shaila. Are you allowed to mechalek kovod tam mokum ravad nish? I'm like, bye, and nishkarai. Kulam ishim kovod to the Kohen Gadol. The fact that we hand it over in stages to the Kohen Gadol, it makes a pomp and ceremony. Ich de shamas, I'm not roy to give it to the Kohen Gadol. I have to go and give it to next in command, the next command. Oh, so finally gets the Kohen Gadol, so that adds to the kovod.
They do it with all the kvatas. They have a whole bunch of them. It's all for the kovod of the mila.
Kohen Gadol Oimitz. It says in our Mishnah that they handed over the Kohen Gadol, they handed over the Sefer Torah, and then he stood up to lay. It's a Chmashma, Mechlal Shu Yoshev. Until now he was sitting down. How can you go and sit in the Azorah? Barry asks this question almost every other day. But Stam is a Kemenish. Where did he lay from the Torah? Not in the Ezes Yisrael, in the Ezes Noshim. And the din of Azorah and Yeshiva Azorah is about Ezes Yisrael, not the Ezes Noshim. Right, Timur, you said, Kir Omer Rav Chizv Ezes Noshim, Vehechet Medrav. Aha, you take out the word meisvei. The sign you stay in the brisa. Heichen koyrin by Azara. Heichen koyrin by. Where did they lay in the Torah? So the Tanakama Bazara. Oh, in the Azara. We're not finished. Rebbeleizer Yaakov Oimer Baharabais. Somewhere in the Harabais. Where? What means somewhere in the Harabais? Shenema. Now the Gemara brings us a pasuk from Ezra Nehemiah that Ezra v'yikra boy lefnei harachoy v'ashel lefnei shar hamoyim. There was, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, there was a Gantz Tshuva assembly where Gantz Klai Yisrael came together to Zon Tshuva, and Ezra leaned from the Sefer Torah, where? Lefnei Rechovesh, Lefnei Sharamayim, which means on the Harabais. Aha. Okay, so the Tanakhama says in the Azorah, Rabbi Leizman Yaakov says in the Harabais. Now the question is, although that's talking about Ezra, but the Gemara assumes that Ezra did the same thing as the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. Good, but this wasn't on Yom Kippur. It could have been.
It was Rosh Hashanah.
Just like today. Oh, today's also Rosh Hashanah.
Very good.
Anyway, so the Masa, so they leaned, so the Tanakhama says they leaned in the Azorah. In the Azorah, Taka in the Azorah? Says Rav Chizna, they didn't lay in the Azorah. They lay in the Ezra's Noshim. Ah, so just like Rav Chizna says the Pshat in this Braisa. Heichen koyrin by Bazara doesn't mean the Ezra's Yisrael. It means the Ezra's Noshim. Same thing by Unz in the Mishnah. When it says that the Kohen Gadol was sitting, he was sitting in the Ezra's Noshim because then he stood up and he leaned in the Ezra's Noshim. Good. Now, since we started talking a little bit about Ezra from here till almost the bottom of the Amud, we go off a little bit on a tangent and we're going to speak about Ezra and we're going to talk about a very, very famous story which is brought in other Masechtas as well. Ezra went and benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great Hashem. My God, what does it mean, the great Hashem? Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. What means Godel? That Ezra didn't just say the Shem Adnus like we said, but Shem the Shem Mefarish Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's written, not the way we normally pronounce it, but the way it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shem Mefarish. Rav Gidl Omar, name that the Godel means Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael Men Oilam Vado Oilam, which is, as you know, that was a takona that in the Beis Mikdash they didn't answer Amen on a bracha, they answered Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael Men Oilam Vado Oilam, like the Gemara says. Okay, so now we have a machloikis what Godel means. It's omele abaya. Here it says l'ravdimi, but others are goyris, and in fact, even the goyim takes out l'ravdimi, because abaya was talking to Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl, you disagree with Rav Yosef Amarav. right? One means gadol. Rav Yosef says shem mafoydish. Rav Gidl says baruch Hashem lekei shem and oil about oil. It's only Abayis. Abayis says now to Rav Gidl, but Dilma shegil b'shem mafoydish. Why do you argue with Rav Yosef on Rav? Maybe he's taka right. I mean shem mafoydish. Amalei say told because ain oimim shem mafoydish big gvulin, because you don't say shem mafoydish outside of the base of Migdish. The word gvulim usually means like in Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak, but here gvulim means outside the Azara. And this story of Ezra is talking about on the Har Abayis, like we said, on the Harabayis mizoknish kashem amafayrosh. Muzduch zayin that it was min oilim v'ad oil. Say to more of a loy, you don't say it. Voxit, you don't know how pasik. V'yamet Ezra soif al migdal eitz asher osu ledavar. Now this pasik lechoyre is unrelated to what we're talking about. Ksumar says the Omer of Gilish Gilim Hashem amafayrosh. Where does it say anything about that he said anything about Hashem amafayrosh? It just said v'yamet Ezra soif al migdal eitz asher osu ledavar. So in fact, on the side, if you look at the Aleph of the Bach, he takes out this pasuk and he puts in another pasuk, which the Gemara is going to bring two lines later. V'yizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem elikeim. What means b'kol gadol? So normally we would say kol gadol means with higher decibels, right? They had the speakers like by the chasanis, and mekenish, you can't hear what you're saying. Kol gadol. No, v'yamar of gidlish gidlim b'mishem amafoyrish. So that's what the v'yizaku is referring. That's what referring to the gadol. And where did this take place? This took place, Taki, on the Har Abayis. It didn't take place in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Zeich toch that even outside Bigvulim, outside the Azorah, came a Yozhogn, the Shema Mefoydish. So that wasn't a normal thing. This was very, very special because it was a Azat Shuva assembly, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment. And therefore, they felt this is the right time. Just like you normally don't say it. Exactly, exactly. Good. So now, since we mentioned this pasuk, the Gemara continues darshining v'itzak el Hashem alikim b'koil gadol. My Omer, what did they say as part of the zakois? Omer Rabbi, same Rabbi Yochanan, bye 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 means like whoa whoa, oy vavoy, oy oy oy.
Tell us what bye means.
Yeah, hi knows hi. Oh, so now hi know. Now they're talking about the Yetzer Hara, and specifically the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they were crying out to Hashem. Now remember, this is in the times of Ezra, which is the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. What destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash? Among them was Avodah Zarah. So now they're crying out to Hashem, Hainu hai, this Yetzer, the Achal HaMikdash, that was Mach of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Kali Leichol caused that the Heichol should be burned. The Katlin Lekulo Tzadikim, and Machol Tzadikim were killed at the time. The Glin Yisrael Mairan, and they sent that Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael to Golis, to Bavel, etc. But Daim Merakim Beinon, and unfortunately, Avodah Zarah is still present among us. Klum Yavislan El Kabula Bay Agra. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know the reason why you gave us this Yetzer of Avodah Zarah is that we should get Schar, Loyu Be'inan, Loy Agra Be'inan, Shkoyach. We thank you for the Schar, but Lishtait, Loy Me'uktsech, Loy Me'duvshech. Loy Me'uktsech, Loy Me'duvshech. I don't need the bees and I don't need the honey. I don't need the Avodah Zarah, Yetzer, and I don't want the Schar. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was so impressed by their sincerity. Nafalu Piska Mirakia to have a Kosovo Emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent out a tzettel from up in Shemayim, and it said on it, Rabbi say what you're saying is Taka true. Emes. In other words, I see that you are Taka doing tshuva b'leiv of Sholem with a real sincerity, with a real truth, and I accept it. It's Omer of Chanina, Shema Minoch, Yisum Shekodesh Baruch Hu Emes. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu write on that tzettel Emes? He could have written Nochoin, he could have written Toiv Mo'oid, Eker of Mitzionim, but the fact that he writes the word Emes, that's a choshe Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. Oisiva Batanis at Tlos Yoimin. They went and sat Batanis 3 days at Tlos Levus and 3 nights. Masruni Elayu and a Kodesh Baruch Hu handed over the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah to the Yidden. Nafek Asa Kiguria Denurim Beis Kachay Kudeshim. What was the tzura that they saw of this Avodah Zarah? Of this Yetzirah. Yetzirah normally an invisible thing. Here Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it the tzura of a Guria. Guria is from Lashon Gur Aryeh, which means like a lion cub. Denura Fayedik, a fiery lion cub, came out of the Kachay Kudeshim. Amlehi Nobly Yisrael, Hainu Yitzhak Avodah Zarah. Dos is this, Chapis, Dos is the Yetzirah, then Avodah Zarah. Shinema, Vayoyim is Zoyzer Rishot, Dos is Taka the Rishanta, the Yetzirah that caused all the trouble. Okay, but it's of Suale, so Matim Kaki Gechapt, they got these lion cub Chappers. Ishtamit Benisim Imazi, as they grabbed it, one of the hairs from its mane or from its back came out, one of the hairs, from a collar, so this Guria started giving a Geshrai. The Ozel Kalei Arba Meir Parsi. You could hear the Gishrai 400 Parsois away. Can you imagine? Wow! Amros, the Chachmi Yisrael were now nervous. Heichi Navid Vosel Medoton. When the Rebbe Yishlam is going to hear how this Guria cries out, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to us by Yizaka B'nai Yisrael, maybe he's going to listen to this Guria and we're going to be stuck Nachamu, Vosel Medoton. Amlu Navi, Shadju Beduda de Avra, go and take this Avodah Zarah, this Yetzahara Avodah Zarah, this Guria, put it into a dud. Dud is a very large pot, like you have that they cook for big chasanis, big yeshivas.
Nozir puts his here under the dud.
Fine, okay. But dud de Avra. Avra means made out of lead. The chafyu lepu may be Avra. And go and seal the opening with a seal made out of lead. The Avra Mishiv Shoeb Kolar. Because that's a very good, it'll become like a soundproof room where you won't be able to hear the call. So he can go and try Finhat Bismorgan and nobody's going to hear it because it's soundproof as a result of all the lead. That's why they put Tak Evan Aferis made out of lead to go and be Shoyev to be a soundproof room. Amru. So now when Klal Yisrael saw, oh, Baruch Hashem, their mass is gelingen, that their tshuva and their tefillahs were niskabel, let's go now to the next one. The Yetzirah for our royals, because we can use our grace Yeshia there too. So now the Yetzirah himself said now back to the Yin, Chazu, Kibakik. You should know, if you're going to go and kill me, you know what's going to happen? The whole world will end, will come to an end. Why will it come to an end? Because nobody will want to mate. No male will want to mate with a female and vice versa. Not only among mankind, but even among the fowl and even among the animal kingdom. How do we know? They went and they captured him and put him in jail for 3 days. Then they went around looking for a freshly laid egg in the whole of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't find even one. Because the rooster said to the hens, I'm not interested any longer. If I learn, if I arbitin, but I'm not interested in wasting time with my wife, with my mate, and therefore, no more eggs. Amri, they said, hey, chenabit, vassal medotan. Nichtele, if we're going to go and kill this Yetzirah of Arroyas, Kalya Alma, like we just saw, no one's going to mate, the whole world will go to paths very, very quickly. Niboy Rachmi Apalga, let's go and ask a Kodesh Baruch Rachmi Apalga. What's that, Palga? So Rashi, that we should all have a desire for our wives, but not for a friend and not for someone else. Talgam Rekile Havi. For some reason, Kodesh Baruch doesn't give half measures. Either black or white, but no gray. So therefore, either there will be a Yetzirah, there won't be a Yetzirah, but this gray Nishtu. So what did he do? Kachlinuli Einei. They blinded the eyes of this Avodazara, of this Yetzirah, Nishtu Avodazara, Yetzirah from Arroyas, Vishavku, and they let him go. Vahanile, this blinding helped. That people don't have a tremendous desire for incest. That's why, although the Torah goes at length, don't live with your sister, and don't live with your aunt, and don't live with this one and that one, it's a very rare thing that one hears, Chas v'Shalom, that someone lives with a mother or with an aunt. Not that it doesn't happen at all, but it's certainly not something which is prevalent, certainly not on the degree of people living Nebuch with other people's wives, etc. So therefore, that dusut kaholfin, that we don't have a desire, a tava for incest. Okay, so this is the end. It doesn't say that it doesn't exist. There's not that tremendous yetzirah for them. There are people that do all types of crazy things.
When they got rid of yetzirah of avodah zarah,
yeah.
So does that mean people wouldn't want to serve kaviyachol?
I don't know what you're asking. In the good old days, if you look in Tanakh, every single pasuk says never for Yasser Rav, Yasser Ran. They serve this avodah zarah, this Baal, and this Ashtoreth, and this one and that one. How come you don't find today people going and doing avodah zarah?
Here's what you're saying: by the Gaelic Arayas, there was no appropriation in the world. Why? Because in order to have the mitzvah of appropriation, you have to have a desire.
Gavadin.
So that then when there's no desire, even there's no bayin.
Right. Exactly.
So by the avodah zarah of By the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, there was some desire to serve, I guess, no?
No. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away that desire, so that's why you don't find millions of people worshiping Avodah Zarah.
That's the story of your Hedron.
It's not just worship.
Worship about our friends.
It's a special type of Avodah Zarah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, okay, that's the end of this story. But we go back now to the beginning of this shtickel, where we said, Vayivorach Ezra es Hashem u'alekim ha-godoil. And the Gemara asked, what means godoil? So, Vyosem Rav said, Shema mafoirish. Rav Gidl said, Baruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael m'alekim ha-godoil. Vayivorach mas nuhachi, however, in Eretz Yisrael, Matkelen, the same shtickel Torah, and they said, Rav Gidl omar, Godol shegidle b'shem mafayrish. Perhaps Rav Gidl got his name of Gidl based on this Chazal. And now, if you think that this happens to be a bissel, back in Masechtes Bo Metzia, we had it says about Reb Lozor, which it says that. Sorry. Migdala. It doesn't really say, I think, Rablaz Migdala. What's Rablaz Migdala? He talks about that if you find three Madbeis in the street, not scattered, but it was Kemigdal, then it's a sign that it was Hinuach and not a case of Yish. Not that somebody lost it, but rather that it was Hinuach. So it says of the Maritzchai, it says over there, Fanart, that's how he got his name, Rablaz Migdala, because he was famous for saying this halacha of the Migdal. And he brings another couple of rayas like that in Shas about unusual names based on the Torah that they said. He became famous as the famous Rablaz Migdala. He's the one that talked about the Migdal. So perhaps, he got the name of Gidl because he spoke his famous claim to fame was the Megad L'Mashim HaFarsh. Ramasta Omar. What did Ramasta say? What's the Pshat in the Pasik? Vayvorach Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGodol. Ramasta Omar. Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira. This is a Pasik which the Gemara is bringing now. Where is this Pasik? Also in the Chaviyah. Yeah, for Shteitzach. But this particular Pasik is referring to Ezra. If you look on the side number 8. Va'ata Likenu Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira Shem Rabris V'Chesed, etc., etc. Now, this doesn't sound like any Grois HaChiddush, because we all say in the davening in the morning, Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira. But we'll see it's not so simple. Says the Gemara, that Rav Masna said, that Ezra said HaGodol, that he instituted Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira, Matya, this tends in the direction of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. What do you mean? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Loma Nikra Shmon Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, why are the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, how did they get their name? Shechziru HaTorah LiYoshna, they were the great men of the great assembly, because they returned the crown to its former place, former position of glory. Well, what was the crown that they returned to its place? Asa Moshe Omar. And the Torah state of Shoin, Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira. Who's the Pasik? Pasik in Devarim, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim Adonai HaDoinim, Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira, Shel Yisafon Avel Yikach Shoichem. So state of Shoin, Hakel HaGodol HaGibba V'Anoira. So what's the Chiddush of Ezra? Says, Yimar Asa Yirmi Yavi Amar, Nochre Mekarkr Mecholoi Ayinei Roisov. Yirmi lived at the time of the Charbin, and he said that they're going there on Mekarkrin Mecholoi. Mekarkrin has a double meaning. Number one means that they made koilis of rukim, and they could like the chickens that crow, the roosters, the makarkin, they make these noises.
Kukariko.
And Masoris Hashas brings for Ein Yaakov that it's murakdin, that they are dancing around in the Heichol. In other words, they're having a good time in our base of Mikdish. If they felt the noira, the moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they wouldn't get close to the base of Mikdish. And unfortunately, the moira nishda. And therefore, Yirmiyah instituted Lo Yom HaNoira. When he davened Shemin Esrei, he didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaGibba V'Anoira, he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaGibba. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Don't be nervous, the Gemara is going to ask. So he left out Noira. Also Daniel Omar, Nochr Mishtab de Bibanov, Ayigvur Oysev. Look, the Nebuch we have, Nebuchadnezzar, he has us all Nebuch in bondage. He threw Chanani Mishal Bazari into the flame. Nebuch, we're all in Golis now. So what's the weird Gvuris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Liam HaGibbar, he said, take out the Gibbar, Hakel HaGodol, take out Gibbar Banoir. So in many minyanim they would have a gun to Simcha, they wouldn't take Tachnin, because the Shmones is so much shorter now, you leave out HaGibbar Banoir. Also, Inu v'Amru now comes again. The Anshnes Agdoyim, they said, "Adarabba, Zui Gvurasoi." What's his Gvura? Shekoyvish es Yitzrei Shenoizen Erech Apayim L'Rishoyim. That shows the greatest strength that a person can hold back his wrath and his anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and destroy all of these guys. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, let them. Their time will come. So that's the greatest Gvura. Daily Neuroisa, what's the Neuroisa? Shemoli Meroisha Kodesh Baruch, Heich Umachas, Yechol Liskai Benu Umais. He's referring to Umachas, referring to Klal Yisrael. Every single generation, all the Umas Oilim, even today, they would love to destroy us. Look at the guy from Iran says every other day that they want to destroy Klal Yisrael and everybody's mom and Mezugunish. So you see that Bechol Dei Vador,
Oimolein Lechal Yisrael. Giving them the power to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So Heich Umachas, Yechol Liskai Benu Umais. That's the Meroisha Kodesh Baruch. If you think about history, how the Yidden have thrived and flourished and survived all of these generations, that's notwithstanding the diabolical plots of the Goyim, that's the greatest Neuroisa. Okay, very, very interesting. So what the Gemara is saying is that in the times of Ezra was Mesak, and we should say the Alta Lishaitis. Remember, Ezra himself was a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, so therefore attributing this to him, he reinstituted the old nusach of Akela Gorla Gibba Noira that we had for the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which had been abrogated or suspended during the time of Yermia and Daniel. If Moshe Rabbeinu said those words, how could they go and breach it? Going against Moshe Rabbeinu, against the Torah. Amr Avluz Avdech Shekodesh Baruch Hu She'amitihu. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu Choysomish Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu is MS. Lefichach Lo Kizbu Bai. They felt with all sincerity, Rabbeinu Shalom, how can I be mispal and refer to you as the Kodel Hagib of Anoira when the Goyim have no Moira from you? Look what they're doing. They're destroying our Heilig and Besmeidish. Is the Chassimin that for whatever reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have decided to put away Beseiser your midah of Noira, and therefore I can't speak about it sincerely in my davening. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes, and they meant with the emes, no, if you mean with an emes, it's okay. But otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, under other circumstances, you could not go and be mesaken differently than Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that the Kohen Gadol leaned from two sedris, which are almost back to back. First from Parashas Achrei Mois at the very beginning, which talks about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And then you skipped ahead to Parashas Emor, which is not that far away. Achrei Mois, Kedoshim, and Emor. And then he leaned from Emor, Ashtikala, which is related to Yom Kippur, which we also lean on the Yom Tov. That's part of the Shorah Chesavayez in Parashas Emor. Anyway, Frank Timora. But he had to go and skip, because it doesn't say that he lined the Gantz Achrei Mois, the Gantz Kedoshim, until he got to Ba'ach Ba'asar in Emor. That you're allowed to skip around in Novi. In fact, some of us have Toiris. Most of us just look in the Chumash. But if you ever lane from a Klav, or if you lane from even from a Tanakh, sometimes, every once in a while, they have to skip from the end over here, and then they skip 10 Pesukim, and they start a little bit later.
Shabashiv, it's like that.
Shabashiv, you have two or three different times, and also different schuz. Okay, but anyway, medalgam benavi, vei medalgam b'tayr, but the Torah nishtoz azach, you can't go and skip, you have to continue on straight. So how did he go and skip on Yom Kodesh, on the Torah? So we're like, kasha, kam b'chdesh, yasek tumrin, kam b'chdesh, yasek tumrin. This whole problem of being medalig is not a problem in Kedusha Sefer Torah. It has to do with the oilam. What's the ismet oilam? You don't want the people should go and sit there on their hands doing nothing, als kovet atzibur. So because of that kavod atzibur, don't be medalig in the Torah if it takes longer than the meturgeman is being metargim the psukim. As we know in the good old days, and even today in certain Yemenite communities, after the Baal Kodesh learns a pasuk, or after he learns a few psukim, then a meturgeman goes and teaches the whole thing into Aramaic. His teaching into Aramaic takes a half a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So during that period of time, if you're able to go and roll the Sefer Torah to a new place, and by the time he's finished, you've already come to the new place, then it's okay, because then you haven't made a hefsik for the tzibur, and you don't have a problem of kovet tzibur. So you're allowed to go and be medalic as long as it's short enough. And Eino Chanami, from Parshas Achrei Mois to Parshas Emor, it's just one or two revolutions. It's not Mamash Agunish, because you're just skipping Kedoshim. The Gantz Kedoshim is a relatively short Parsha, so he goes from Achrei Mois to Emor, takes 15, 20 seconds, a half a minute. By that time, the Meturgim is still being Meturgim, so it's not a problem. Frank Timor, Balok Tani, on this halach of medalgin benovi, they medalgin betoyra ham gelend, the ad kama medalik, how far are you allowed to be medalik? Bechdeshli yafsekar turgaman. So, in other words, when we are defining the amount of time that you allow for the dilik benovi, it's bechdeshli yafsek maturgaman. Ha betoyra, it's mashma, a medalgin klala klala, garnish, zero. So, vayta hadra kushla duchta, how was the Kohen Gadol able to go be medalik from Parshas Achrei Mois to Parshas Emor. It depends on whether you're learning all one inyan or you're learning two separate inyanim. Here the Kohen Gadol is learning one inyan, because back in Achri Mois he's learning the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the Ba'ach Ba'asar, Asar is talking about Asar Chodesh HaShvi Hazeh, it's also talking about Yom Kippur. So he's learning about Yom Kippur, he's learning about one Yom Kippur, it's all inyan echad. Said, by Torah you're allowed to be medalig if, number one, it happens to be less than the amount of time that the Maturgiman is still saying the Aramaic, the Taj. And number two, if it's the same Inyan, then it's okay. However, if you're being medallic from one Inyan to another Inyan, even though it's very, very short, it's a very quick rolling of the Torah, if it's a different Inyan, that you're not allowed to do at all, even though it's so short. Vatanya b'loshen ichusa, b'taki bring your raya. Medallic b'tayra, you are allowed to be medallic b'tayra. When? But now you're allowed to go and be medallic b'shnei inyanim. But kan v'kan, in both instances, both cases, you can only do it in such a short time that the meturgeman is still saying his Aramaic, because if it's longer than that, you're not allowed to be medallic. And the Braisa continues on. They medalgim in Novi, even though you're allowed to be medallic by Novi, we can't go l'mushal from Yeshaya to Yeremiah to Yecheskel. And Ubinavi Shashem also medalgin within the Trey also, since they are so short, so you're allowed to go requires from Micha to Evadia to Haggai to Zecharia, that you're allowed to do. Ubavad Shli Dalik Misef Asev the Chilase. But don't go backwards. You can always go frontwards, but you can't go backwards even when you're being medalig. And about this Shli Dalik Misef Asev the Chilase, this is a machloikis, where this only applies to Trey also, or whether this applies generally throughout
the Neviim. It looks like you have all the Neviim in one cloth.
Exactly.
Not like the Bismanazay.
Exactly. Just one, two more lines. The goyel is Sefer Torah, and then afterwards the Kohen Gadol would go and close up the Sefer Torah, and he would say the words that says in the Mishnah, Yoyser Memash Akris Lefneichem Kosev Kan. Much more than what I've learned is written in this Sefer Torah. Why did he have to make this statement? Why? Because right after that he's going to learn the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas. He's going to learn it Baal Peh. Well, people say, I know why he's learning about Peh, because this Sefer Torah is Choser. You have to go and say, Rabbi Isai, there's a ganze Sefer Torah, the ganze Torah is... Oh.